I stumble upon this on a Facebook message board, and it's worth a look, even if tech is not your thing. It's actually quite funny. So there's this group in Hamilton called Hackerspace, and I think there are other hackerspaces around the place as well. I just found the Hamilton one. And amongst other things, they build and fix technical stuff. And just looking at this video, I've seen a machine that stabs tomatoes out of a salad, an air-conditioned shirt, and an automatic toilet paper cutter that features, get this, a chainsaw. I'm not making this up. Jason Tully is a member of Hackerspace in Hamilton, and he's joined me on the line. Good morning.
Hi, Gavin. Glad to be part of your show.
Look, thank you for joining me. Now, what I might do is I might just quickly transfer you to another phone line, because this one actually sounds like we've got our own technical problem, so we'll see how we go. So let's try this. I think Steve had the same drama. Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot better. See, I can hack as well.
Yeah, it's tech, mate.
So Hackerspace, now, I've only seen some of your videos and some of your photos. What is it? Is it just some sort of mad inventors club, or is it a bit more than that?
No, you've put it pretty bluntly. I like to think of it as something like a men's shed sort of thing, but with a technical aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And not so much a younger generation, but there are a lot more younger members involved. But we also do have older ones as well. So it's open to a lot of different age groups.
Okay, now you said a men's shed, but do you have an even gender split than some of the men's sheds?
Well, we've mainly got male members, but we're always after female members as well. Just shakes it up a little bit, and good to see the female gender getting involved in tech as well. So we're always looking for members that are women as well, which would be good.
Well, I'll get to the recruitment side of things, because I'm sure that you are after new members. But I mentioned this, I'm not entirely sure of the merits of these things in everyone's household. A machine that stabs tomatoes out of a salad.
Right. I suppose it's when it comes to tech, it could be literally anything that makes your life easier or processes easier. I go to Hackerspace working on my own projects, whether it be bringing old 80s tech back to life. I've been working on a Commodore 128 classic computer, which I bought a few years ago, and get that up and running, and good to see old tech still kicking around and working. But yeah, it could be anything. You could be making your light switch on in your house, or really, yeah, anything.
We are speaking with Jason Tully from Hamilton Hackerspace. You mentioned 80s tech there, and this is the response to the 80s tech that was used to make that particular song I played before by the Human League. Hi, Gav. I won't say anything about your music choice today. I'm too polite sometimes. That was from James, and Cyril sent this through. Get off the cough syrup, Gav.
I mainly get into the synth wave sort of dark sort of synth sounds. So
no Human League there.
Oh, no, more like Blade Runner-esque.
Okay. Your members, to give us an idea of who they are they prospective, Bond villains or Q Department wannabes, or are they ordinary people?
Well, I think two of them would like to think that they would be like a Q or something like that. But no, we're all ordinary people. I'm a graphic designer. We've got a facilities manager and a computer IT tech. And also one of the older members, he's got an amazing, colourful history of engineering and stuff. So it really could be anyone from any sort of background with an interest in technology.
I'm not sure if the air-conditioned shirt that I saw, which was literally a shirt with an air conditioner in the back, I'm not sure if it actually worked or whether it
was
a concept.
Josh's. Yeah, so I think the plan for that was to go to the Avalon Air Show, because it's typically fairly warm weather for that. And so, yeah, he put a computer fan in the back of the shirt and then realised that he's going to an international aviation place, and with batteries and wiring hooked into his shirt, he didn't really think it was a good idea to go with it. So,
okay. So apart from air-conditioned shirts, and I mentioned before the automatic toilet paper cutter that has this chainsaw that beautifully comes through and destroys the wall as well as the toilet paper. Great idea. Probably needs some work. But apart from that, seriously though, how many important inventions happen as a result of this hackerspace style tinkering?
Well, it's amazing. It all comes down to how much cheaper it is to be able to tinker these days. Back 10, 15 years ago, looking for consumer-grade kits that you could modify and stuff, you were pretty much limited to only a few handfuls of the old Dick Smith kits and stuff, which have been around for years. But with the increased output from China with a lot cheaper computers and circuit boards and stuff, there's been a humongous explosion of home tinkerers with the likes of Arduino and Raspberry Pi computers. Raspberry Pi not being one that you actually eat, it's just a little single board computer that you can literally run your whole house on if you really wanted to. So, and it's all really, really cheap. You can start up with this sort of stuff for under $100, and you could really make a difference to your life or friends.
If someone's listening to this, they've got an idea for an invention, and they haven't had the experience of actually working with some of this technology, which is easier to obtain now, but still a little bit complex if you haven't touched it before, a little bit intimidating. What can they do to actually join your particular group?
Yeah, so we've got a Facebook page. If you search on Facebook for Hamilton Hackerspace, we're based at the Hamilton Community House every Thursday fortnight. The next meet is actually the 6th of June, next Thursday, and we run from 7:30 to 9:30 in the evenings.
Even if someone has no intention of actually going into and joining your club or coming up with their own inventions, might I suggest you have a look at this particular group on Facebook, because some of the videos are truly hilarious? Or do you actually see these as serious projects that just someone like me is mocking?
Some of the things that have been shared on the page are from other people that make things that we've come across on the internet. But some of the projects, one of our members, Thomas, he brought back to life an old oscilloscope, a technician's oscilloscope, and I challenged him to... you'd be old enough to remember the old game Pong?
Yes.
Yeah, so I challenged him to get his oscilloscope running with the game Pong on it, and gave him 2 weeks, and he came back and we started playing at the next meet. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing what some of the things that some of the members come up with. Some are absolutely fantastic, some are a little bit comical, but, yeah, it makes it a lot of fun.
Well, maybe one day if I decide that I want to become a Bond villain, perhaps I should get in touch with you and join your club as well.
Oh, we'll definitely be able to help you out, Gab.
In the meantime, Jason, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. It's been a pleasure.
That is Jason Tully from Hamilton Hackerspace. And as he mentioned before, if you actually go onto Facebook and look up Hamilton Hackerspace, it'll give you the opportunity to be able to join that particular group or just have a bit of a laugh.